John, what a great night. Not only did you beat a National League side, I still think it was a Football League side, but it was a very, very impressive performance.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was. You know, I've done a couple of interviews and apologies, anybody that's looking at all of them if I say the same things, but that's all I can do. I can only give all the players the absolute credit on the night. We should have won it on Saturday. We were the best side on Saturday. We're the best team tonight. We battled back in two games from one goal behind, and we showed a lot of spirit, a lot of character. And I can do nothing more than heap praise on our players for passing it, moving, working the socks off, putting a real shift in. Thanks to Nick Wilde for preparing a great pitch for us, and the weather helped us. That lovely night for it, mild. Slick, yeah. Suited us a little bit, and I think there was only one team out there trying to pass and trying to play, and it was us. So I don't know. I had a funny feeling right from Saturday. I had a feeling we'd win the game, and I had no nervousness at all about this game. And that's not. I don't want that to come across as arrogant in the slightest. Cause it's not meant like that. I just had a good feeling about it, and when I saw them get beat 6-1 at Guiseley. I knew we had enough about them to cause them problems.
I mean, it wasn't just the passing game. When I did the preview with you last week, you said because they're York City, because they're at the level they are, they're going to be big, they're going to be fit. But they didn't win the physical encounter either, I felt.
No, they didn't. And fair play to our lads at the back. You know, Brody's a handful and he throws his arms around a bit. But we dealt with it. We weren't whinging and moaning about it. The lads just got on with it. They battled. And when the balls in, they were throwing the long throw was coming in, they were throwing everything in there, and we were generally on the end of it, you know, and brilliant performance from lads all over the pitch. I can't single any one player, you know. It's just what we needed on a night like tonight. We needed to come step up to the plate, and we did it.
I suppose there's the mental aspect as well, because going down to an early goal, you could have crumbled, but you didn't.
Well, the same Saturday, we went down to a reasonably early goal on Saturday, a penalty, and we built from there, and we passed the ball, and we looked the better side, and we got, you need a bit of luck to get back in a game when you're behind sometimes, you know, and I think the goal, if Alex Brown had not put it in the net, the referee said that he would have been given a penalty because it came off the lad's arm, he blocked it with his arm, so would have given us a chance to get back in it. But, you know, what we've done, I think, over the season, well, listen, we've had some good outings this season. We can see a lot of goals, particularly here.
I remember the first game.
I mean, who'd have thought we'd have done this today after that game? So, you know, it's we've built, don't get me wrong, Alex Brown's made a difference for us. He's come back, he's given us his experience and his calmness, and he's got us playing, got us passing. Luke Clark wants to play and pass, and it's just... But it's not just about passing. I know I bang on about that one. But the work rate's got to be there as well. And the work rate was there. You know, we've got... I'm nearly throwing names in, and I shouldn't really, because it wasn't... I can't throw some names in without throwing everybody's names in. It'd be a bit unfair. You know, everybody grafted. They competed. We didn't just try and play. We wanted to compete out of possession. We really wanted to get tight and press and pinch and brilliant performance. I'm delighted for the club. I'm delighted for the directors, obviously.
Harry Twombly's got a big smile, but that might be the 12.5 grand.
I'd imagine it could be something to do with it. But you know, it always helps, doesn't it? Because you don't know what's around the corner, what's next, and the money helps, obviously.
Does this tick a personal box? I mean, as manager here, you've achieved a lot over the last year or two, but I don't think you've been to the first round of the Cup before, have you?
Never, as a player. Or a manager. I've never got this far. I've always longed to, well, I've kept my fingers crossed. I thought it might never happen, it might be one of them. But I've always kept my fingers crossed. I'd love just to try and get a run but end of the day, we've got to go to the next game. We've got to win that. And who knows what can come out of that after that. You know, so...
Well, on paper, you're playing a Midland League side. On paper, I stress on paper, you've got a great chance of getting to the second round, which would equal the club's finest hour, if you like, a few years ago when they got to play Kidderminster. How do you feel about the draw, Westfields? Were you hoping for something like Oldham?
Well, possibly. You know, Oldham, Bolton, something like that. Nice stadium. You know, it'd be great, great thing for the lads. You know, to it's just a moment that you can take through your lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and but we've got the sort of the opposite type of opportunity. Yeah. You know, we might be able to. Listen, we might, it's a banana skin, we might slip up. I don't know what their place is like. It might be nice, it might be horrible, it might be, you know, it might be very bumpy, who knows, but, you know, it's the opposite of getting a big club. We've got a small club, but we've got to go and treat that with absolute, total respect, because they haven't got where they are because of a poor side, have they?
There's got to be something about them.
They'll have something, whether it's a keeper, a centre half, a striker, all of them, that makes them a good unit. So we've got to just go there and be as hungry as we were tonight.
Well, you've got a couple of weeks till bonfire night, so enjoy it.
Bonfire night, what relevance is that?
Well, that's when the first round is.
Oh, is it?
November the 5th, yeah.
Oh, right, okay, all right. Well, we'll have to have fireworks on the bus on the way back, won't we? Fingers crossed.
Cheers, John.